Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are on Eruv in 80, sorry about the phone in the background. Eruv in 80, we are looking at the idea of splitting up food. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda, said, "The Mishnah was explained to me by my father, Rav Yehuda, in the following manner. Any case in which if you divided a two-meal equivalent of food between them, and each one's portion would not reach the size of a dried fig, they are considered numerous, and a two-meal equivalent of food is sufficient for all of them. The Mishnah teaches that if the residents are so numerous that if each contributed a dried fig, the total would exceed the size of two meals, it is sufficient to collect only the equivalent of two meals from them, although each individual contribution will be less than a dried fig. And if there are not so many participants, so that if a two-meal equivalent was divided between them, each resident's portion would be more than the size of a dried fig, they are considered few, and it is sufficient for each person to contribute only the equivalent of a dried fig." Incidentally, Rav Yehuda informs us in Shmuel's name, two meals equal the volume of 18 dried figs. Here we're talking about the idea of dividing food, setting aside food, and giving out food to others. The idea of taking care of others is one that's a wonderful one that we talk about many times on many shows, especially the Audio DDD. But here we're talking about food itself. Food is so often overexerted, so often overestimated how much you need, how much you want, how much you think that you'll need to have, and so often we have so much food. Why not think about donating extra food to others? Why not think about giving away extra food to others? In our neighborhood, we have this wonderful resale giveaway WhatsApp group that if you don't want something, you don't need something, you give it away or you sell it away. I had juice that didn't taste good for me, but other people would like it. Let them have it. The famous phrase is, one man's trash is another man's treasure, and another man's trash would be someone else's treasure. You know, for me, I would need X, Y, and Z, but if I don't need this juice, I don't need this thing, let's see if someone else could benefit from it. Let's see if someone else can use it. Let me divvy up and equal out my food to someone else. I already have so much food. Why do I need so much? I'm not using this anymore. I don't need it anymore. What can you do from it? What can you get from it? Sometimes we make so much food. I just have too much food. Can you just take some? You take some. A lot of times we have too much food. We could give it to family. We could give it to friends. We don't need so much food. We overestimate how much we really need. And that's not just in terms of food. That's really in terms of material possessions as well. Think about what's in your house. Thousands of items. I was just talking about wife the other day. We were both in the middle of our wonderful Jewish novels. You know how much we love to read on Shabbos. So we have these wonderful Jewish novels. So a lot of the novels have the theme of the World War II era. And some of the characters had to flee Lo Aleinu, and they would have to take with them only whatever they could carry on their back. Can you imagine? They have to, they're forced to flee. And in a split second decision, what would you take? And I pose that question to you. I pose it to myself. I pose it to my wife. We think about, God forbid, we should never know from such things. But if we had to decide, obviously, besides for our children, besides for each other, the spouse and the kids, besides for that, what would you take with you if you had to go? You have so much food. You have so much possessions. What would you take if you had to run? You had to flee. You had to make aliyah. You had to go for whatever reason. The Mashiach just came. You have to leave your house. What are you going to take with you? Obviously, your talis, your tefillin, maybe the candlesticks, maybe other things of sentimental value, maybe pictures and some money and your passports and things like that. But what are you really going to take? You're going to take your 452 pots. You're going to take your 733 toys that your kids have? No, crazy. We have too many possessions. We have too much food, too many things that's going to waste. If you have extra food, you make extra food, divvy it out to someone else, give it to someone else. You have so much in your pantry you're never going to use. Think about who else can you donate to a food pantry. Donate extra toys, extra materials, extra possessions you don't have or don't need. So many other people can use it. Just as the Gemara is talking about divvying up equivalency, giving food to more than one person, to other families, so too in your own life, where can your food go? Where could your possessions go? Who could benefit more from all the stuff we have and accumulate every day? Join us next time as we talk Eruv in 81 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.